Bereshit. It's a very hard chapter to talk about. Chazal tell us, Ad vayichulu kvoid elikim hasedova. Till vayichulu is kvoid elikim hasedova. Till vayichulu is not for us to darshan. Sheshis mei Bereshit, Zvorim nistorim. Kvoid malachim chakir dova. That goes on the parasha of Shabbos and further. Afterwards, we have the inyan of the Chet Shnei Tadas, which is Lamala Masogaseinu, to talk about other Merishin. You see a couple of Shalkodesh Baruch Hu and Chet Tain and Hevel. It's a parasha, Stuma Ad Miyot, and I heard from the Rebbe, the Beit Yisrael, Vechet Tzadik Lezeracha, that in Shabbos Bereishis was noig to make big Kedeshim on Shabbos Bereishis. A person shouldn't have time even to think too much into the parasha. Because it's a dangerous parasha to be oisikin. We'll take Dvarim a little bit. Today the Helik Sam Sefer is the outside. We'll build on a piece of Sam Sefer. Dvarim Nislam from Sam Sefer. We'll see what we can learn a little bit in the Avedis Hashem. You know, Chazal tell us, Torah says that the Medishim lived 930 years, and the Etzem is Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 Shana. The Yom HaKolcha Mimenu, Yemos Tomus, the Yom HaKolcha Mimenu, Yemos Tomus, he should have lived 1,000 years, and 70 years from the Yemei of the Medishim was given to David HaMelech. David HaMelech, the Etzem had no Chaim. David HaMelech was a Nathal, like David HaMelech says about himself. And the Emeti had no Chaim from himself. But where did he get his Chaim from? He got his Chaim from other Medishin. Other Medishin gave him 70 years of Chaim, those are the years of David HaMelech. The Emeti says there's a different Cheshvin of David HaMelech's years, that he got them from the Ovis HaGedoshim. He got them from Avram, from Yaakov, and from Yosef. The difference of the Ovis HaGedoshim that didn't live the amount of years as their Ovis. Avram, 5 years less than he was supposed to live. Yankiv lived less than Yitzchak. Those years were given to David together with the years of Yosef that was missing. We have to know why he was given double years. It's not for now. But Akoponim, or the Medishin's years, were given to David HaMelech. And we have to know what that teaches us in Derech HaChaim, what that means. Because we know that our whole Avodah in this world is Be'etzem, the ticking of Chet Eitz Hadas. The thinking of Chet Eitz Hadas Teve Ra, that's the Taruvus of Teve Ra that there is in the Bria, and that's our Aveda to be Misakin that Taruvus of Chet Eitz Hadas. If Adam Arishan gave from his 1,000 years, 70 years away to David HaMelech, that means that David HaMelech is Be'etzim the Tikkun of the Chet of Eitz Hadas, the Tikkun of the Chet of Adam Arishan, and that's why he gave him away his years. And let us see how the Chasam Sofer learns the Cheshvin, why 70 years? What's the Cheshvin of 930 years? Why Dafke 70 years? And from there we will go further. Chasam Sofer in Derosis, on Rosh Hashanah, when he talks about the Avtera of Rosh Hashanah, on the Shir that Chana said, Olat Libi Bashem, Roma Karni Bashem. Chazal tell us in Masechet Megillah, it says Roma Karni Bashem, Veloi Roma Pachi Bashem. It's a remes to Malchus Beis David that it was Nimshach Bekeren. So we have to understand the Hemshech HaPosik. Olat Libi Bashem, and therefore Romi Kami Bashem. What does one have to do that David HaMelech was Nimshach Bekeren and says Nimshach HaMalchusay to the Inyan of Roma Kani Bashem to Olat Libi Bashem? Some Sefer tells us Dvorim that are Musar and Dvorim in the Inyanim of the Pliyos of Teira HaGdeisha to see the Haflo Vefele. The Heilige Chavis Havavis tells us that even a person that's an Oved Hashem, even a person who does what he has to do, he learns the Torah HaGedoshah, and he does mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, and he davens the way he's supposed to, if he's not nishma, the Lashon of Chavis Havavis, if he's not, doesn't watch himself, mimafsidei advorim atovim, v'ein mechashiv im nafshei losim, ein iyunoi, Al atzmoi umaisav, of yikonet ahefsid olav mikol avorov. A noyrodik piece of Chayvus Havavis. It's not enough for a person to do good. It's not enough for a person to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. It's not enough for a person to sit and learn and to daven. A person has to have open eyes to look and be aware of the mafsidim advarim atovim. There are things that are mafsid the dvarim atovim. There are things that are ruined the dvarim atovim. Even the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that a person does can be stolen from him, can be taken away from him. Through what? Through the dvarim hamafsidim. There are things in this world that are mafsid the dvarim atovim. There are many dangers in this world. There are many beiros in this world. There are many holes that a person can fall into. And if a person's eyes aren't open, and if a person's eyes aren't open to see and to watch himself, and a person isn't aware that he could fall into these beiros, then the mafsidim will automatically jump upon him, and the mafsidim will take away from him all his good, and there will be mafsidim of the chavis halavos. Well, then a person has to be meisim ayin iyunay. A person has to have open eyes to watch himself and see that the hefsid that is available, that's all around him, should not enter him and should not ruin him. That's the avodah of a person. That his eye has to be open. He has to have an open eye to watch around him, to watch for himself. Sam Sofer uses this chayvus halavos to explain the michshol of other medishin. Other medishin was be'emes yitzik kapov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other medishin was given in the Gan Eden la'avda u'lishamra. Chazal tell us la'avda b'mitzvus aseh, l'shamra b'mitzvus leiseseh. He had a miyudika aveda. We have no asoga in the aveda of Adam Rishon before the Chet. Adam Rishon before the Chet was nothing dame to the world we know. The world we know is a world after Chet, after Taruvet, Tevera. In Adam Rishon's world in Gan Eden, where Adam Rishon was put la'avda l'shamra, it was a completely ruchniistic world with a pchira. And the pchira was, what was his pchira? To be made him ayin, not to fall into the dvarim amafsidim. The Dvarim HaMafsidim in that world was Eitz Hadas Teva Ra. That Eitz Hadas was a Teva Ra. That was the Dvarim HaMafsidim. And Adam HaRishon did not use that Ayin the way it should be. He did not use that Ayin the way it should be. Zokte Chassam Sefer. The word Olatz, first of all, if you use an Ender Tzadik as 900, as we know from Rashi and Sukkah, that the Oisif Menatzpach are the oisit that are Muslim, the olive base, up to 1,000, and the end the tzaddik is 900, is olatz, is begematria at 1,000. That's the elef shana that Adam Merishan was supposed to live. But Adam Merishan lost the ayin of those elef shana, because Adam Merishan did not use the ayin. Olatz is Rosh Tevis, is the oisit, is ayin lamed tzaddik. Zog de heilige Chassam Sefer, Lamed goes on the Indian of Limud HaTeira, ki yidua that the Ois Lamed is Meramed on Limud HaTeira, Tzadi is Meramed on the Indian of Maisim and Mitzvah and Maisim Tevim, and the Ayin comes before the Lamed and the Tzadik. It has to be the Ayin beforehand. You must have the Ayin of Shmira beforehand. That's the Indian of the word Olatz. Olatz is Ayin, Lamed, Tzadik. Ayin, the ayin to be made some ayin, like it says in Chavis Havavitz. Lamed tzadik, the lamzen, the limut atera, the tzadik b'maisim. If you don't have the ayin beforehand, then what's left over is letz. What's left over is something that has no kiyum, rachmana letzlam. It could become something that's a letz. A letz is something that has no kiyum to it. The tzonis is a dova sha'im by mamish. And that's the ayin that's missing. And Adam HaRishon lost the ayin with the chet of Eitz Hadas, and therefore he was left over with 930 years. He was left over with the lamed, with the tzaddik, without the ayin to be made him lev on what's right and what's wrong. Dvarim Nifloim. The Chassam Sefer does not stop over here in the Dvarim Nifloim. The Chassam Sefer says more than that. The Chassam Sefer says if you will write out ayin lamed tzaddik, and he doesn't use tzadi, he uses tzadik. And the emes is the Chassam Sefer has a mikir in the Megala Amukos and in others in this inyan that he's saying over here. He tells us that ayin, lamed, tzadik, the three words, if you write them out, ayin 130, lamed 74, and tzadik 204, is begematria 408. The way it says in Amen Lushklova, that's zeis. We know from the Yimei HaTshuva that we just were busy with. We were just finishing the Yimei HaTshuva of Tshuva, Tfila, Utstoka, Nadir and Esroya Agzera. It says in every Machzir, and every Machzir it says, Kerel Tzim Momoin. The three in Yonim each have the same 136. Three times 136 is Zeus, Ki Yidua, that's what's Merumet in Kadmeinim, Bezeus, Yavei Aaron, Al HaKadosh. The Avodah of a person is Zeus. Yad Avodah of Zeus is Tshuva, Tfila, Utstaka. Ayin Lamed Tzadik. That's the Avodah of a person. That the Avodah of a person is to be Oisik in the Avodah of Tshuva, Tfila, Utstaka, in the Zeus. And that's how a person is Mesaken, the Ayin Lamed Tzadik of Olatz. That's the way a person can be Mesaken the whole Shlemus of Yom of Shaladam Arishain. The whole Shlemus of Yom of Shaladam Arishain, which needs a Tikkun. Because the Ayin was missing from the Lamed of the Tzadik. But the Ayin Lamed Tzadik B'Shlemus comes through the Aveda of Tshuva, Tfila, Utstaka. And that's our Aveda. Our Aveda is that we have to be Muslim. We have to be Muslim, the Aveda of Adam Arishain. What's the Eitz Hadas Teva Ra Bizmanenu? What's the Eitz Hadas Teva Ra Bizmanenu? Eitz Hadas Teva Ra is the Gematria Zohov Kesef Mecheshes. Zohov Kesef Mecheshes, we know from the Teira Gdesha, are the three metals, are Koilal, all the Inyonim of Gashmius. Whenever we talk about Gashmius, we talk about the Inyon of Momon. Momon comes in three different kinds, Zohov, Kesef, and Mecheshes, like we see in Nidvas HaMishkan, like we see other places. That's the three Inyonim, is Zohov, Kesef, and Mecheshes. Eitz Hadas Teva Ra is the Gematria, Zohov, Kesef, and Mecheshes. The Eitz Hadas Teva Ra B'zmanenu is Taivis HaMomon. Taivis HaMomon is an Eitz Hadas Teiv. There's an Inyon of Teiv in Momon, but there's a Ra in Momon also. And that Eitz Hadas Teva Ra is Nechmod Lamara. That Eitz Hadas Teva Ra is left for us a Muyudikit Chemda to it. That's why Kesef is called Kesef, it says in Svarim, because Kesef is in the Lashon of Tshuka. There's a very big Tshuka to the Inyon of Momon. That's why the Klolistika name for Momon is Kesef. But it's Koilal Zov, Kesef, and Mecheshes. And that's the Eitz Hadas Teva Ra that a person has B'zmanenu. And that Eitz Hadas Teva Ra is our Aveda to be Mesaken that was left for our Dur, for the Dur of Ikris and the Mishicha, which has to be Gerzim the Iker Tikkun B'zman HaIkris and the Mishicha to finish the Tikkun of the Eitz Hadas Teva Ra. That's why this Gabrus of Taivis HaMomon is so great. Because this Gabriel of Tavis HaMomon is the Ikil Tikkun that's left for us in the Avodah of Eitz Hadas Teva Ra. And we have to be Mesaken the Chet of Adam Arishain. Olat is the Avodah of earning the Ayin, to be Mesem Ayin, to live with Cheshbon HaNefesh. The biggest Chisorin that a person has is that a person lives. We all do Mitzvahs and Maisim Tevim. We all Kavei Yitim L'Teira. We all have a lot of good to ourselves. Klal Yisrael is Kedai Da'ora, but the Rebbeinu Shleil Moisechein, Mitzera, Mitzvitz, Maisem Tevim, Adla Hafli, but felt Abyssal, the Ayin from Klal Yisrael, the Ayin to be Maisem Leiv on the Beirois Nishborim, that are along the way that a person can fall through in them. Those are the 70 years of David HaMelech, that he took from Adam HaRishon to be Mesaken them Ayin, to be Mesaken them Ayin, to change it from Let to Olat, to be misakin them ayin, that's the avida of a person, to be misakin the ayin, to be misakin that he should live with cheshbon, he should live with open eyes, he shouldn't live blindly and not watch himself to fall through in certain things that could take away his whole Yiddishkeit, and could take away his whole Teva, Maisem Tevim, and he could fall through in the Eitz Hadas Teva Ra, he could fall through in the pitfalls that the Eitz Hadas Teva Ra of Zov, Kesef, and Mecheshes bring. Zov, Kesef, and Mecheshes bring with it many, many different pitfalls, because the teretz of Zov, Kesef, and Mecheshes, the teretz that Momon brings to a person, everything has one teretz. If you ask a person on all his nisyonos achayim, there's one teretz, panosa. Panosa is matir. Everything in the world, panosa is matir. Panosa is matir to go places where you're not allowed to go. Panosa is matir a person to be a kaul in certain inyonim. Panosa is not a person to have certain technology that he's not allowed to have. Panosa, that's the biggest michsoil. That Panosa blinds the person. Kasheichad Yaver. The Sheichad of Panosa is Yaver. Blinds the person and makes the person think that he won't fall through, nothing will happen to him. But that ayin is the ayin that a person has to watch out for, because if he doesn't watch out for it, the Eitz Hadas Teva Ra, Yezov, Kesef, and Echeshes, which is the Eitz Hadas Teva Ra, will tell you it's Nechmod, but from there it will fall through to Rachmana Litzlan, to everything you could fall through from there. Like Chazal tell us that from the Eitz Hadas Teva Ra, although the magician was nichshel in all the averis achamuris, because that's the shirish of all averis achamuris, shirish of all chemdes, shirish of all taivis, starts with the tether of taivis momen, which brings the person to blind themselves, and he should become nichshel in all the mechshelim that there is. That's a person's aveda. A person's aveda is to watch the ayin. Which that's the Aveda of the Tikkun of Cheta of the Merishim that was given to David HaMelech. If it was given to David HaMelech, it's a simen that the Aveda of David HaMelech is the Iker Oifen, how a person could watch the Ayin. Because the Ayin is something that's very easy for a person to blind themselves. Not always does the person see what's right and what's wrong. A person is a big Negeya Bedova. If a person is a very big Negeya Bedova to understand what's right and what's wrong, he doesn't know what's right and what's wrong. The Eitz of Tfilah, that's David HaMelech, that's Ani Tfilah. David HaMelech was the Sheresh of Tfilah. David HaMelech is the Eitz, how a person has the ability to overcome the Mechshelis of the Eitz Hara, how to overcome the Eitz Hara. There's only one way how to overcome the Eitz Hara, and that's through Tfilah. Yetzer Hara is the Gematria 575. Ani Tfila is the Gematria 576. One more than the Yetzer Hara. When a person is Ani Tfila means he's a stick Tfila. His whole life, his whole day is Tfila. It's not he davens in the morning and the davening after davening he returns to the same life that he was before. He stays in the master of Tfila. He becomes Ani Tfila. He becomes a chaticha of Tvila, a chevtza of Tvila, like David HaMelech says of himself, Ani Tvila, his whole life was one stick Tvila to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's how a person has the koyach to be mezgaber over the Yetzer Hara. That's how a person has the koyach to be mezgaber over the Yetzer Hara, which the Yetzer Hara tries to make him blind and not see all the beiris that a person can fall into, and let him be happy with the lamed and the tzaddik, and doesn't takes away from him the ayin. That is of the Heiligich Sam Sefer lies in Kitz Vedada Tatzviach Loch. Even though it says Kitz Mole with a Vov, but he says you could daras in Kitz without a Vov. But the Ikir is not the Kitz, the Ikir is Vedardar. Vedardar is 408. Dardar is 408 to tell you that the Oifen, that what the Iker Darda that's going to grow, the Darda grows against them, Olatz, like we said before. Olatz is the Gematria 408 with the Milui of Olatz, the Ayin Lamed Tzadik. And Keneged that, there's a Darda of the Etahara. The Etahara tries to take away that from you. He tries to take away the Ayin from you. That's why the Malach of the Etahara, Chazal tell us, is Mole Ein Ayin. The Etahara is Mole Ein Ayin. We know that the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, the Aleph is the Kedusha in the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. The Oisius that are left over, that's the Oisius of the Samach Mem. Samach Mem Lamed is 130. That's the Ayin. His Iker is Snagdus, is on that Ayin. Not only on the Shmiras Einayim. We're not talking now about Shmiras Einayim. We're talking about the Ayin of having an Ayin Pekicha, of having an open eye to see the pitfalls that are around the person. Like it says in Chayvus Avavis, the nechitzus, the importance of having open eyes, not to walk around blindly and think that there's nothing there waiting to take me away, my Yiddishkeit, nothing there to make me fall, nothing there to make me trip, nothing there to make me go down the drain. There's always around the person mafsidim. If the person doesn't watch himself, like it says in Chayvus Avavis, then he has nothing to be besimcha about. His simcha is only litzonis. Olatz libi b'Hashem. The Malbim says olatz. It only says the lashon of olatz. Yaltzu tzadikim. The lashon of olatz, the Malbim says, is only used on simchas ha-nefesh, not on simchas ha-guf. Let's litzonus schrik is simchas ha-guf. Yes, when you don't have the ayin, you can have litzonus and simchas ha-guf. But simchas ha-nefesh you can't have. Olatz libi b'Hashem. You can have simchas ha-nefesh when it's olatz. And if it's olatz libi b'Hashem, you're misakin them ayin, it's roma karni. Then it's karni v'loy pachi, malchus David shenim shecha b'kerem. That's the avid of malchus David, that David was misakin the avid. And the ikir is to be mispalled to Ribbeinu Shel Olam. Because when one realizes that the pitfalls are so great, when one realizes that the pitfalls are all around him, when one realizes that the sakonis are so great, and one realizes that I can't watch myself, it's not enough that I open my eyes. I need that the Ribbeinu Shel Olam should be mayor my einayim. I need that the Ribbeinu Shel Olam should be mayor my einayim. We say in Abba Rabba, Hor einayinu b'sayisecha, v'dabek libeinu b'mitzvayisecha. There's a girsa, an opposite girsa. Hor einenu b'mitzvayisecha v'dabek libeinu b'seirasecha. Both are true. You need that's not only hor einenu b'seirasecha, not only the moyach has to be Torah, you need v'dabek libeinu b'seirasecha. The lev has to be dovek in Torah. Not only do you need v'dabek libeinu b'mitzvayisecha, but the mitzvahs have to be v'hor einenu b'mitzvayisecha. The eyes should be open. The Rebbeinu Shem should be mayor our eyes. The Rebbeinu Shem should open our eyes. The Rebbeinu Shem should give us the open eyes that we should be able to see what's around us, that we should see that we shouldn't fall through in the so many pitfalls that the Yetzirah puts for us. The Frat and Ikvis in the Mishicha. The Frat and Ikvis in the Mishicha. And through that we lose, Chas V'Shalom, the ayin, instead of being Olat Slibi B'Hashem. Chas V'Shalom, it stays without any Mamoshus, it becomes only a litzonus, it becomes only a joke, because the Yetzirah lacht von uns. The Yetzirah is laughing from us. He was able to take away the ayin, and we were left without the ayin, we were left only with the koyach of the ra, we weren't left with the koyach of the teiv. And that's our aveda. Trat, when we're standing still in the days of Tishrei, we still have the aura of Yom Tov, we still feel the aura of Yom Tov, we know that it says from Tzadikim that the Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is from Loshon Rechushei Merachshin Svosei. The Svosayim are still moving. Chazal tell us that Dalet Amitz, after a person goes back from davening, it's Rechushei Merachshin Svosei. The person is still davening by itself. The lips are still moving. The Chodesh Tishrei, the person is still mushpa from the 23 days of Rachma Merotzin, 23 days of Tfilah, 23 days of davening. It's still the chushei merachshin svasei. The lips are still moving. The lips are still going further. The person still has the koyach to be able to continue the lips, to be able to continue the tefillah. It's a yomim that are mesugul of tefillah, yomim that are mesugul to be able to continue the avodah of Tishrei, the avodah of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Simchat Torah, to be able to continue that avodah. And the ikar avodah is that a person has to remember. We have the koyach of the einayim. That the einayim should be open. The einayim should be ein pekicha. The einayim should be ein pekicha, like it says in Chasam Sefer. To all that's libi b'Hashem, roma tani b'Hashem. If we'll have the ein pekicha to watch ourselves, and the only way we could watch ourselves is we'll spoil the Ribbeinu Shel Olam, and we use koyach ha-tefillah. We shofech nafshenu lefnei Hashem. That we spill out our message to the Ribbeinu Shel Olam. That the Ribbeinu Shel Olam should help us. That we should be able to avoid all the pitfalls that the Eitz Hadas, Teiva Ra, Bezmanenu, is making us fall through. The Taiva of Momin, the Taiva of Kesef, the Taiva of Zov and Nechishef, the Shvera Taivas that are there, which only with the Koyach of the Ovis HaKadoshim, Ki Yidua, that Chazal tell us, that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are Zov, Kesef, and Nechishef. Avram is Kesef, Yitzchak is Zov, Yaakov is Nechishef, Chazal Darshan and Medrash and Parshas Truma, how all three are merumis in the three Ovis HaKadoshim, and we have the koyach to take that into Kedusha. We take the kesef, the ahava, instead of ahava gashmi, to become ahava ruchni, dissolve the yira, should not be yira, to be afraid that I'm going to lose my money, to be afraid that if I don't watch the Torah HaKadosh, if I don't have internet, I won't be able to make panosa. That yira pchusa, that yira, the trefe yira, that I need to have technology to make panosa, that I can bring my panosa with a mitzvah above aveira. The person knows that it's impossible that his panosa could come from a makor Torah if he does it through dvarim asurim. And that's the yira, that's the wrong yira. Taket, you should have yira shamayim and be afraid to do an aveira, to take the zov and be mishapachet to yira teva. Take the nechishes, which the nechishes is the midas ha'azus, the midas of mitzchacha nechusha. Nechishes is the midas ha'azus. You should take that nechishes and change it around to the midas ha'azus, the kedusha, not to bend to peer pressure. Our sons and daughters have peer pressure. They can't shut down their text messaging. Why? Because their friends have text messaging. How am I going to look into my friend's eyes? Have nechishes, have the koyach of others, the kedusha. Don't worry about what other people will say. Well, I think everybody should go and listen to a tape what the Mashgiach of Matasyo said on the Shanei Rabba by night in Lakewood to thousands of people, how he was screaming the kailus of Virakim about the second of text messaging. Maybe we'll wake up, but we have to have the nechishes, we have to have the others, the kedusha, to go against the way the world goes. Not the nechishes of others, the tumor of being so othersdik, others in Pritzus, others in Anhaga, others of not being the others of Teiv, that the others that money brings, the others of Ashirus, that Ashirus brings others the Tumah. Person should take the Nechoshes of others the Kedusha, the Mahapach, the Eitz Adas, Teiv Ra, the Zav, Kesef, and Nechoshes L'Teiv. That's our Aveda. And the Aveda is through Tfilah, through a lot of Tfilah to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Then we'll be able to be Mesak in the Chet of Adam Erishain, the Chet of Eitz Adas, Teiv Ra, and we'll be mesakin the chet of Eitz Hadas, Teiv Ra, and be zeichet to Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu.